future, all together side by side. Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
This is the real Gary Dolphin. Now back to a couple of broadcast wannabes on Friday Night Lights. Here's Jason and Dan.
Here at People's State Bank, kickoff return. Baker, touchdown maker, Matt Baker over the left side. Oh, upended. Dan, you can see that a wall was developing over here on this right side. Baker nearly got the corner turn.
He did. It's just a very good play. Really the only defender who could make the tackle was able to get a hand on him as he was being blocked through there, but just enough to trip him up again with the field the way it is. A little hard for Matt to get his full stride in and going, but still a nice return. We received all the way back on the five, and we'll start this drive, the first drive of the night for the Blue Demons on their own 29.
7-11 to go. Albia trailing here 6-0. Here's the handoff. Isley with it. Works his way upfield, bangs off a defender, gets a gain of about 3 or 4 yards on that first down carry.
Really like, and I know it's just one play, but he ran hard, and this time David Kaczmarinski got a hold of him, but he kept pushing and chugging those legs. He's really developing into that tailback that we knew that would happen.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Look at this picture I got coming in here. Oh, this looks like I'm going to have a really good late night snack. My ladies had made us some chocolate chip cookies. Here is a handoff. Isley met in the backfield, a loss of a yard on the play, and that's Kaczmarinski going both ways for Pella Christian there.
Yeah, he's the middle linebacker, and he was the leading tackler, second leading tackler on this team last year as a freshman. And they had him just playing defense, not quarterbacking, and so he's got some experience in there.
Albia finds himself down by 6 here, just underway, 6:16 in this opening quarter. Third down, 8. Sarver pitches to the near side of the field. Running with it, Isley, caught and brought down after a gain of about a yard. And Albie's going to have a 4th-and-5 situation here. And Christian, this Pella Christian team has really come out fired up and ready to go. Well,
4th-and-5, as you said, Jason, involves on our own 34-yard line. Nate Hoffman is going to line up to punt. Very capable leg. You know, we see him booming a nice, good, tight spiral punts, and something we've not seen in recent years for a long time, to have quote-unquote a punter. Getting some looks from the college level as well.
Standing back at the 20-yard line. Here comes the heat, and the punt gets off, and there comes the flag. He's down. Hoverman got ran into.
Kaczmarinski ran into him, and didn't block the ball, but right into his leg. And so Hoffman's coming up slow. He's going to come up under his own power. There was a flag, though, because there was no contact with the ball, just contact with the punter. So Nate Hoffman will help get the Blue Demon a first down on that play on the penalty. So Nate's able to recover from it. Very tough kid, very strong, capable kid. So that's nice to see him back up. Blue Demons now have the first down.
Albie gets a break right there. And, guys, I was just telling you, I got this beautiful picture of my three ladies. Cousin Eddie's wife is hanging out at the Summers house tonight. Debbie, Kenny, and Scarlett, and they're making chocolate chip cookies. So I'm going to have a lot
of fun. I love chocolate chip cookies. I'll just throw it out there, ladies. Jason doesn't need them.
Oh, no. Great job. I'm going to be home. It'll be nice to come home with some chocolate chip cookies. TJ Shaw listening in from work. The Oregonians. For Albia, saying go Big Blue, greetings. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Sarver comes under center, hands it off to Isley. Carter the Iceman, Isley, all the way across the 45. Pella Christian inside the 45, down to the 42-yard line. Dan, a really good blocking wall set up there that time by the Blue Demons.
Well, it's just that they're in the middle of the field again. They had the tarps out there all week long, and when it was raining, to keep it dry as they possibly could, and that's some really good footing for them. The thing I like, too, is we're not panicking. We're going to keep to who we are, which is really grind out and pound the ball, and over the course of the game, that will work in our advantage. Handoff right up the middle to Karen Judge. Oh, my, look at that pile. There's 5 offensive linemen shoulder to shoulder. Karen Judge just dancing right behind him. Picks up a 15-yarder on just a fullback dive.
How about that, Cousin Eddie? That's some big old boys moving people around.
That was the line just pushing their way.
And that is a First Iowa State Bank. First down, all first downs, all season long. Brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank. Catch them in Albia, Eddyville, and their drive-through on Benton. Here's another handoff. Judge straight ahead, and this time the pile gets stuffed, but Judge falls forward for a gain of about 2 yards.
You know, I really like that. Again, you know, we got to kind of control that point of attack, as I said before the game, and we've got the size and the strength up front, so let's just keep pushing that and see what can go. And there's certainly a variety of plays that we can do. It's not just the fullback dive, but we can do some other plays, but within the tackles, just really try to control that point and make them load up that box.
4:05 to go here, opening quarter. Albie trailing by 6. Here's a Judge once again, a little counterplay this time over the left side. And that's a gain of about 4 yards, maybe 5 on that carry. And, T, I like the way that Albie now is starting to get some rhythm with this running game.
Yep, and it starts up front, man. They're making some good holes for these backs.
What I really like, too, and Kieran Judge, I know I was talking with Coach Huber, the running backs coach, talking to him about that first 5 yards, really carrying the ball with two hands, and he's doing that, really securing the ball really well because he can run just as fast that way. And also tonight he has no gloves on, so he's got a good feel for that ball.
Oh, here's Isley, met in the backfield, Albia. A little bit of gain on that, and Dan, that's Kakmarinski once again with a big hit there, and it's going to be about a gain of a yard or two. But Carter Isley, boy, it's not easy to bring him down, and Kakmarinski really had a great tackle there in the backfield.
You know, it's a similar size guys. I mean, Kak's a little taller, but 214 pounds versus 220, so two equally strong, massive men going at it, and Carter was able to pick up a couple, but I had to earn them hard.
Fourth down and 3 here. Isley with it over the right side, has the first down on his way inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, take it to the house, Carter, the Iceman, Isley, touchdown, Albia. Hey, Senate Pierce-Bacco funeral home, touchdown. There's the Relco locomotive, and that is the cannon going off in the north end zone, and that is a big 6 that ties things up on the scoreboard.
Well, that's what you like. You got two quality teams here tonight we've talked about. They both come in 2-0, and they're going to stick to their strengths. We saw Pella Christian, their strength really is throwing the ball, those little short routes, chipping away. The Blue Demons is just grinded out and pounded up the middle. We've got the size. You got that experienced offensive line. Take advantage of that, and that's just what they did, and finally they chipped a hole in that wall.
Now the ever-important extra point. Albion tied up a 6 here. 2:53 to go in the opening quarter. The snap is down. The kick is up. It's high enough, long enough, and it will be good enough. And the Blue Demons will take the lead 7-6. 2:53 to go in the opening quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Ah, your People State Bank kickoff. And this one bounces down the sidelines and out of the end zone. And that will be a touchdown back. 7-6 here, 2:53 to go in the opening quarter. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio as Jay Mill manning the Friday Night Lights big board. Give us a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, lots of scores coming in. Again, our score here is Albia 7, Pella Christian 6. CMB of Baxter has scored on Davis County, but it's still Davis County Mustangs 6, Baxter 3. Also, Eddyville Blakesburg has scored again at West Marshall. They've got things back on the rails. It's 12-0, the Rockets in the lead. Also, Pella picks up a fumble, takes it in for a touchdown. They now are leading Oskaloosa 21-0. We'll have more scores coming your way very soon. Let's go back to you live.
Kakmarinski on the carry. I'll tell you what, Christian, Kakmarinski, he's all over the football field, and man, I'll tell you what, he's been taking the beating both ways, but he's a tough kid.
He's a football player, is what that boy is. Wow.
David Kakmarinski, the son of the football coach, and here's a pass pattern, but caught in the backfield and brought down right there. Isley. Josiah Harris also out there. Boy, I'll tell you what, I like that, T. They brought a little heat.
Top of the line baler handles everything from high moisture alfalfa to dry straw. It has real-time bale weight and moisture sensors and three-position bale formation feedback for high-density square-shouldered bales every time. And a net wrap system that's fast, simple, and easy to load. Super balers and super pricing. From the Premier Hay Specialist at Bowser Equipment in Albia, call 932-7838.
Quick scoring update on the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. Has Ottumwa striking first with a 20-yard field goal. And we'll get you all caught up on all the scores. They lead. Ottumwa Bulldogs lead 3-0 over Marshalltown. Let's go back live to Ironman Field.
Albia will have the football third down, and let's call it a long six here for Albia, just on the 49. Yeah, that's, wow.
The spot, the third down mark, and it may not be right, but looks like it should be on the 49. The spot's on the 48, the ball side.
Well, yeah, they're going to move it forward. There you go. Yeah, all right, there. That looks a little better. That ball did not pass the sobriety test.
But it's either way, it's still a fairly long third down. The Blue Demons need to find a way to get something to work here. Pick up enough for that first down would sure be great, or at least get it extremely fourth and short, and maybe we'd go for it.
Kevin McCarty, Kenny Summers, and Clarence Summers are listening in the Blue Demons in their garage. Hi, guys. Keep it locked in right here. Sarver rolls back, throws it. A pass and incomplete.
So Matt Baker was the intended receiver, very well covered, but also a very good throw by Luke Sarver. We saw that last week when he just goes a three-step drop, much better than rolling out on a run. He really does a nice job. He's able to get his feet set and make accurate throws, and it was just well defended.
Albia will look to punt here, fourth down and six. The ball resting on the Albia 49-yard line, just on the right side of this 50-yard line. Cousin, you got to really like the way both these teams have really gone at each other here in this first quarter.
And they're both well coached. I'm really impressed with Pella Christian's tackling and athleticism.
Here comes the snap. The kick is up. Wobbling kick going to be taken at the 22-yard line where a fair catch was called, and that's where Pella Christian will come back on offense. Pretty impressive, that opening drive, really, Pella Christian, really impressive, Dan. And Albia has allowed only one touchdown the entire season. And that came in the fourth quarter of their first week. So right. Albia's played seven of its first eight quarters scoreless. And then Pella Christian takes their opening drive in for a touchdown.
And you see what they do. They like to mix it up between run plays, between counters and sweeps, and then also just nice little short passing routes. Kakmarinski is a very capable quarterback, strong arm, and he can get those passes made, and the receivers know what to do after that.
Kakmarinski rolling to the left side. Pump fake, throws across his body into the flat, complete a carry. Have about 2 yards after about a 7-yard completion. That will move the chains. Another first down here for Pella Christian out to their 35-yard line. T, I'll tell you what, they are very quick with their approach, and those little short passes really require you to play disciplined defense.
You know, and yes, that's true. You know, and the quarterback, he's taking his time. He's not forcing anything. He's just taking what the defense gives him.
You know, they run that, and it's hard to play real tight coverage because as soon as you do that, they'll go deep. So they're trying to – here's a long pass.
Pass up for grabs, nearly intercepted. Tony Leshen there on the defense. A well-designed pattern there for Pella Christian. Leshen read that well, nearly got the INT.
Yeah, and Blake Bear came over to help knock that away as well. But, boy, Tony Leshen about had his second interception there. Had one last week, really got this team sparked and got them going last week against Fairfield.
Got a text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. Jason and Dan, thank you for helping to keep things lively, funny, and running smoothly for RVTV. Proud to be an Albia alum. Go Big Blue, Bynum and Heather Thompson. Uh-huh. Here's a handoff over to left side, rumbling to the sideline, and a pickup of about 7 yards. Again, Pella Christian really finding some offense here.
Yeah, just able to mix it up and create some variety there. Really forces the defense to be disciplined and make sure they're doing their assignments. You know, up front, they're going to have to get a little more penetration to try to disrupt things, especially on the ends there with Carter Isley and Brendan Bassett. Really see if they can't kind of keep everything bookended inside, let the middle backers and the D tackles take over.
7-6, Albia with a slim lead here. 11:33 to go in this second quarter. Here's Kakmarinski, a fake, a little option play, and he'll keep it and will be close to the first down marker. Fake to both backs. First, the halfback standing in the backfield, and then a motion man and then decided to keep it going straight forward. We'll wait for the spot, and T, you're right on top of it.
That must be Ed.
There's two big guys.
Yeah, I'm down here. I'm down. I'm not.
Just going to be short. I don't know if the officials are going to take a timeout and want to measure. It's really, really close, so it depends on how much stretch we have in that chain tonight.
Owen Adler says, go Big Blue. How about that picture of Owen Adler checking in?
He's happy. A happy young man.
I'd like to see some pictures from last night. We're really looking for pictures of RVTV last night, and we want to hear from you. We want to see those pictures. If you have those pictures, send a text, 641-799-1437, if you'd like to share them with the rest of the world. And what we'll try to do is post some of those up on the KIC webpage, and I'll send those off to Jay Mill back on the board. And, you know, we're looking to, for pitchers to promote our town with. First and 10 for the Eagles. On the march here, all the way out to the 45-yard line of Pella Christian. Here's a pass. Incomplete. And, boy, that was the there comes the flag.
I think what he saw, the coverage was really pretty good, but I think he saw the hand come on the shoulder just before the reception. It didn't disrupt the receiver any, but it is contact before the play was completed. So pass interference will be the call. It's marked back from the line of scrimmage. You know, but it was good coverage. We could see it from here. Just the hand came up on that shoulder pad just before the ball got there. So it's
going to be a 15-yard mark off. That's going to put the ball into Albia territory. Pella Christian once again, Cousin Eddie, they're moving the football all the way down to the Albia 40-yard line.
Yeah, they're spreading them out, and they're doing a lot of different things here.
The Eagles will once again sit two receivers each side of the football field. Kak Marinski, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Rolls back, plants, throws a fade pattern down the sideline, up for grabs, and did he come up with it? Sign it complete all the way inside the 15-yard line. Had to wait for the official as a receiver fell to the ground right at the sideline, and that's going to be a completion all the way down to the Albia 14-yard line.
Jake DeRuiter was the receiver on that play, and just a pass that was only going to go to him or it was going to go out of bounds. So a well-thrown ball and caught.
First down, 10 for Pella Christian. Here's an option play. Kak Marinski hit in the backfield and brought down. Good job of reading the defense that time, Big T.
Yeah, they got good penetration right there, and that's the kind of stuff we need to happen right now.
Yeah. Carter Isley on the DN there just did that, as T said. It really came in and contained that, made him go inside, almost got a hand to strip the ball out, but by just forcing him inside, that just brings it back to the strength of our defense. We've got Josiah Harris and Brett Freshwater in there to help finish that off, along with many other Blue Demons.
7-6, Albia with the lead here, 10-14 to go, first half. Kak Marinski back to throw, throws the ball across the middle of the field, incomplete, well defended that time by the defensive backfield. But see, this defensive backfield really is going to be tested all night long.
Yeah, they're very young, but as they've proven at Fairfield, they are a good backfield. So they're very young, so that's why they're going to do that. But they're good, and I think they're going to come up to the test.
Third down, 10 here. Ball at the Albia 14-yard line. 10:09 to go, first half. Pella Christian struck first, had their extra point blocked. Albia then follows up with his own score and gets the extra point, and that's the difference, 7-6 here in this first half. Here's a little counterplay, running with the football and being brought down after a gain of about 5 yards all the way down to the 9-yard line. A big fourth down play coming here. After this play, we'll go back to the Friday Night Light studio and give you a scoring update. Fourth down now. And this will be the third fourth down play here for Pella Christian. So they've had some big plays on fourth down already.
They have. It just shows the confidence they have in their ability to run or throw. That really mix it up well. Pella Christian's actually going to take a timeout to talk it over, see what they can do on this fourth down play.
Got a text coming in. Cy in the picture. We want to see all of your pictures from RVTV last night. Send us a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. On the timeout, let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, on the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board, keeping you on live so we don't miss the fourth down play. Pella leads Oskaloosa 28-0. Sheraton looking to go 3-0 is already up on Seidel, 19-0. Davis County trails CMB of Baxter 13-6. Also, Pekin way out front on Danville, 48-0, and Melchior Dallas making mincemeat out of Twin Cedars, 46-6. That's now at halftime. We'll have more scores for you coming up. Let's go back live to Ironman Field in the Absolute broadcast booth.
Big fourth down play here, T. Albia has not been able to get the Pella Christian Eagles off on fourth down. So this is a big play right here at the 9 yard line. Pella Christian makes this play now. The momentum, which was once Albia's, goes back the other way.
You know, you just kind of got to dig your heels in right here with your back up against your own goal line, and pin your ears back and just go get it.
Well, the good news there, you know, if you're the corners and the safeties and outside backers covering pass protection, you don't have as far to go. There's only so much field work you've got to do, so you can play a little tighter here, whereas before you kind of have to play a little more soft, more forgiving. So you definitely think they can come up and bump a little more, be a little bit more aggressive on their pass defense, and then up front they got to win the battle.
Fourth down play here from the 9 yard line. Kakmarski rolls back, throws it towards the goal line, is complete, down towards the goal line, wait for the indication, touchdown Pella Christian. Boy, I'll tell you what, this Kakmarinski is the real deal, Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, he's quite an athlete. He nice fake and a rollout and a perfect pass.
Just a well-designed play there, worked well. And again, when you got a quarterback like David Kakmarinski, who's well-coached, you know, with his dad, talking to him at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so he's getting, you know, good instruction, and he's making the most of it there. Nice drive for Pella Christian. They're going to try, obviously, for the two-point conversion here to try to get the seven-point lead. Again, 12 to – scores wrong.
They're going to go for two here, trying to get to the right side. We'll wait for the indication, and the extra point is good. 14-7 on the two-point conversion. Pella Christian takes the lead, 9:35 to go, first half. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seefirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
Your People State Bank kickoff. Here's a handoff. Ryan Sarver got the corner on the right side. Has a man to beat. Gets a block across the 45, 50, midfield 40. It's a foot race, and you're not going to catch Ryan Sarver. Touchdown, Albia. Ryan Sarver, like a jet,
yes,
being propelled down this near sideline. Put the afterburners, lit him up, and down he goes for an Albia touchdown.
What was great about that, and we haven't really seen it. Last year we didn't do it as much. On the kickoffs, we're doing that handoff fake handoff where the guy who gets it, he may hand off to the other deep man or not. Ryan did hand off, and he did a great job of looking all the way back to Baker to see if he had it, and he sold it. This side of the field just sucked all the way over, and it was easy. It was a foot race, and a Drake 4x4 champion is not going to lose that
catch, right? Ryan Sarver on that one. 91 yards on the return. Ryan Sarver with the touchdown in Albion. Now, with an extra point, has a chance to tie things back up. Here's the snap. The kick is up. Long enough, high enough, good enough, and we tied it up. 14-14, 9:22 to go here in the first half. Ryan Sarver on the special teams play on this special football Friday night. We'll be right back here listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
All right, let's take an opportunity to get everybody caught up on all the scores coming again, Albia and Pella Christian now tied at 14 apiece. Sheraton leads Seidel 19-0. That game is on KIIC.2 on our stream, either on the web or Thunderbolt, our free app. Eddieville Blakesburg at the halftime break now leads West Marshall 12-6. West Marshall's come back to cut that lead in half. Again, that is stream number 3 if you want to listen to Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont live, either on the web or on the Thunderbolt app. Also, Moravia trails Wayne at this hour, 20-12. That's in the second period. Iowa City, Regina blanking Sigourney Keota, 35-0. and Belle Plaine all over North Mahaska at the halftime break, 22-0. It's Baxter on top of Davis County. Davis County looking to stop their no-win streak here. They're 0-2, and they trail Baxter 13-6. Pella leads Oskaloosa 34-0 in the first, and it's Twin Cedars trailing Melchior Dallas at the halftime break, 46-6. A couple of other scores before we get back to the field. Pekin on top of Danville, 48-0. Marshalltown and Ottumwa are tied at 3, and Van Buren leads Lone Tree at the halftime break, 33-0. Fairfield looking to give Knoxville their first loss. They lead Knoxville 6-0. Let's go back live to the field.
The Eagles take it out across the 20-yard line on the People's State Bank kickoff, and that's where Albia's defense will come back at once again. But how about that special teams play, Christian? That was a huge play. Get the momentum back Albia's way after Pella Christian had just scored that touchdown.
Yeah, that
– can you hear me?
Yeah, that was a great job by the special teams right there. You could definitely see the – I think it was Blake Bear just laid out a guy let the room for Ryan Sarver to run the rest.
Here's Kakmarski throwing to the flat, complete, and brought down Ryan Sarver after scoring a touchdown. Comes up with a ton of brick hits. All ton of brick kicks brought to you by 3D Paint and Body. When your car gets hit like a ton of bricks, give Randy a call and they'll get it back on the road. That is a ton of brick hits.
Yeah, and going back to that kick returning, that's where, again, where Coach Tate puts a lot of time into the special teams. It's not just an extra part of this team. It's a scoring potential on this team. So great job there of the special teams.
To get to our Southern Iowa Technology text line here in a moment. Kakmarinski, once again, up for grabs. The ball down the middle of the field. The seam pattern. It's a foot race once again. Being chased, Tony Leshen gives chase, and Pella Christian will score another touchdown. And what a slugfest we got here. A quick slant pattern across the middle of the field. And Dungling takes that one in. Now that is a pass play of 75 yards. And Pella Christian once again recaptures the lead.
Just a little missed assignments in the secondary there to be in the coverage. Just a good route that was run. And as he shifted in that seam, we just didn't shift over on the proper coverage and misread that. And unfortunately set up a huge scoring drive for Pella Christian. They're going for the one-point PAT.
Oh, the kick is blocked once again. Right there is Blake Bear. Got through there on that outside corner. Got his big old mitt on that football. And the extra point is no good. But Pella Christian regains a lead. Less than a minute of action, gentlemen. And we've seen 21 points put up, 14 for Pella Christian. Yeah. Albie with the special teams play. But with 8:33 to go in this first half, is Pella Christian 20. Albie 14. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs, and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
People State Bank kickoff. Ready, set, go. Their new mobile app, People State Bank. Here comes the kickoff. Swift kick, going to be rolling towards the goal line and in for a touchback. Bounced at about the 15 and rolls into the end zone where Ryan Sarver gives chase to it, but that will be a touchdown back. And Cousin Eddie, Albia's defense, which has been so tough to give up 20 points already here, tells you how good this Pella Christian offense is.
Yeah, they're very athletic, like I said earlier, and well coached.
Text messages are coming in, getting nice pictures in there. Phil Klaus has got his it looks like his
part.
Produce, yeah. And he took the produce and made us a sign saying, "Go Big Blue," and Phil, you're number one with us too.
Wow, that was impressive. Here's the handoff running with it. Carter Isley. Isley out across the 25, out to the 27-yard line. A gain of about, another mark at a 28. 8-yard gain there for Carter Isley. He's already got a touchdown on the night. And Dan, he's had nearly 400 yards of rushing in his first 2 weeks of high school football
just,
here. In,
just short of 200 yards a game rushing. So very capable, solid runner for the Blue Demons. And that's what we're going to look for again tonight. Continue to see that play.
8:06 to go here.
KJ.
Once again, here is Kieran Judge. Kieran Judge, the judge and the jury. Wrecking some havoc and pain on that defensive front up Pella Christian. That's going to be a Blue Demon first down. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. Whether it's a loan or some great rates on your checking account, their rewards checking account, give First Iowa State Bank a call, 932-2144, for all your banking needs. The First Iowa State Bank first down. Albie with the football at the 31-yard line. Here's a handoff for Isley with it over the right side. Jukes gets by a guy and across the 40-yard line to the 41. Carter Isley, a wrecking ball back there, Dan, ran over two guys and then showed off his finesse.
He continues to improve each week at the tailback position. You know, we know he's just so gifted and talented, but he's continuing to run through that contact now. We saw that improvement last week. It's even another step better tonight, enough to get a 12-yard pickup. Actually, a good spot. They put it on the 42, so first down for the Blue Demons.
Albie with the ball at the 41-yard line. Isley once again and hitting the backfield. And oh, my goodness, he's just carrying people downfield, folks. He was hitting the backfield.
Hit hard.
That is incredible running. I'll tell you what, Big T, he took a hit and then gave about four more of his own.
Choo-choo.
Holy cow. Talk about that rail car in the north end. Man.
The train and Pella Christian lost the tracks. Here's Isley once again over the right side, has the first down into Pella Christian territory. And boy, you see some bodies moving around out there now, cousin. This offensive line moving people around.
Yeah, they're going back to the basics, just going grinding it out and pushing people around now.
First down and 10, Blue Demons, 6:53 to go here, first half, 20-14, Abby trailing here. We're going to have your Eagles Club impact player of this first half. I know they have us on at the Eagles Club. Hello, everyone at the Eagles Club. Drink a 1919 root beer.
Works crew was getting things set up. What a great crew they were to work with.
Is it tomorrow night? They're doing a Kid Rock concert.
Coming up. I don't know if it's tomorrow night. It's coming up here soon. They do the Kansas City Royals games, which is very, very much.
Oh, here's a bootleg by Luke Sarver. Does a great job getting the corner, turns it upfield, and run into the mud spot. That's the 35-yard line. Had he kept his footing, he would have turned that corner and turned it into something big, but we'll take a 3-yard gain instead.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just so slick, and he knew it. He couldn't turn tight on that corner, but if he could have planted his foot, but he knew it. I like that he was recognizing. He just went and ran out of bounds, but it was a good play and picked up. Ryan Sarver actually checking in the receiver spot now.
Look at this picture.
Where'd
this
that
is
come from?
This, Mike Spiller just sent us a picture of the fireworks off the courthouse.
Nice.
Wow, that's a great picture. Sarver down the middle of the field. It's complete to his brother, the twin connection. Sarver to Sarver, Luke to Ryan. Touchdown, Albia. And that twin connection, that is the Sarver brothers. And Albia has tied it up with a Sinnott Piercemacher Funeral Home. Touchdown, Albia. 20-20 with the extra point to come. And how about that, Christian? That's like playing football in the backyard.
I think maybe they...
And Albia's the defense will be back on the football field. Dan, that was an amazing shot there by Spiller.
Oh, there have been a lot of great photos, but there's one, and we'll get that uploaded.
I want to see more. We want to see those texts from last night. This is a shot of the courthouse with the fireworks going off above it.
It's perfect.
Send a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and let us know where you're listening tonight, 641-799-1437. Be willing to share those because we're going to share them if we get them.
Muff snap there. So,
second down and 10 after the mishap on the snap. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill on the board.
All right, guys. GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board has Albia and Pella Christian tied at 20. PCM and Centerville in a dogfight. PCM leads by a point, 14-13. Also, we've got Marshalltown and Ottumwa going at it, and it's still tied at 3-3 in the second quarter. Back live to you guys, and we'll get you all up to date just in a minute.
Second down, 10 here. Pella Christian, Kak Marinski, the quarterback, stands in the shotgun. Sends a receiver in motion. Now rolls to the right side. Plant's going to be hit in the backfield and brought down. Albion brought a little heat from the inside.
As Bossard and Freshwater on the initial contact.
Bossard, boy, he shed the blockers there, Big T, and got back there in a hurry.
I tell you what, Justin Bossard's about as hard-nosed as they come, and boy, he got through there and got that boy down on the ground.
3:33 to go here in this opening half. Tied at 20. It's been a title-type find right here. Ball at the 17-yard line. Dan, you got a text coming in. We'll get to that after this play. Trips to the left side by Pella Christian. Quarterback Heckmerski rolling to his right. Throws it in the flat and wait for the spot.
He caught it.
A sliding catch.
Yeah.
And that's going to bring it fourth down and four here. We'll wait for Pella Christian to make the decision. But, Dan, while they're setting it up, you got a text coming in.
We talk about the Thunderbolt app, and it's a great app. If you haven't downloaded it on your smartphone, please do it. We've got Greg Dorpinghaus and Al Schwarty listening on the Thunderbolt app as they're driving to Indianapolis to catch the Notre Dame football game tomorrow. So they're listening, driving down the highway. The app is ringing clear.
Pella Christian looks to be punting, and they're going to fake it over the right side. Can Albion make the stop? And a big-time hit there.
Close.
A ton of brick hits right near the 30-yard line, and it looks like it's going to be enough for the stop. Big T, you're down there, but how about that ton of brick hit behind Sarver? Holy cow.
Yes.
Albion comes up with a stop on the fake punt. Ryan Sarver, who is having an incredible night tonight, comes up with a big-time hit, and that ton of brick hits brought to you by 3D Paint and Body. If your car's been hit like a ton of bricks, let Randy put it back on the road. 3D Paint and Body, ton of brick hits.
That was a half a ball length from being a first down. That was a crucial hit by Ryan Sarver to come up just at the right time. I mean, just another 6 to 8 inches, that's a first down.
Wowzers. First down and 10 here. Albie with the football, 2:28 to go first half. Ball at the 29-yard line. Here's Carter Isley. Cuts it across, trying to get upfield. Good defense that time by Pella Christian. Southern Iowa Technology text line, we want to see your pictures from last night. We want to see your bonfire picture from tonight. And we want to know where you're listening from. 641-799-1437. What a great football game. Go Big Blue. Listening from Centerville, Bill W. checking in.
You know, this is a hallmark here for the Blue Demons. They usually try to get a score just before half with 2:09 in the first half. A little movement there and flag, 2:09, the clock was running. We're tied up. Blue Demons really work hard on getting that last score of that first half to really set them up for the second half. We will start with possession in the second half as well.
How about that big momentum change right there, Cousin Eddie? That Albia defense coming up with a big stop.
That was a huge stop, and we got to capitalize on this field position and put it in.
Albia tied at 20 here. 2:07 to go in this first half.
Ryan Sarver's checking back in again at the wide receiver spot.
Like I said earlier, Ryan Sarver with his second touchdown of the night got a 91-yard kickoff return that tied things up a moment ago and then ran one in on a beautiful pass play from his twin brother, Luke Sarver. Albia will break the huddle, second down and 13. Luke rolls back, looks, plants, throws it to the outside, trying to hit his brother, Ryan Sarver, out there, makes the grab, why not? The twin connection, Luke to Ryan, all the way inside the 15-yard line, and Dan, he ran away from the defenders, and it wasn't just a great pass. It was a great route because he found the spot in that defense and ran right to it.
Because Pella Christian recognized that they had him double covered in defense. They were going to make sure they didn't give up that middle seam route again or that post pattern. And instead they ran the slant on the outside and just did a great job getting to pass to where he could get it.
Here's the handoff running with it. Baker, Matt Baker, the touchdown maker inside the 10-yard line. Albia runs everybody one direction, brings the slot back the other direction, and Baker takes it inside the 10-yard line down to about the 7-yard line. But, T, that is fun to watch the twin connection out there on that outside pass.
It's just it's like a magnet. I mean, one to the other. It's that's cool to see.
Albie on the march here, trying to take the lead into the halftime break. Tied at 20, a minute 20 to go. Albie with the football. Carter Isley sidesteps the defender on his way inside the 5-yard line. Down close to the first down marker, pushing people forward. Carter, the Iceman Isley, let's rebrand him as the A-Train.
You know, and that's that wrestler in him. You know, in wrestling, it's hard to get a two-point takedown on Carter Isley. It took three guys to get that takedown. He was not going down.
Got another text coming in. Look at these fireworks going off the courthouse.
Nice
what a shot here. And we're going to take this is from the Co Garage. And we'll take a quick timeout as Albie calls a quick timeout. 105 to go. We're tied at 20. Albie will have the football. When we come back, you're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Now at U.S. Cellular, get 4 lines and 10 gigs of data for just $140 a month. That's $20 less than Verizon and AT&T. Switch now and we'll pay off your old contract. So if you want to save money, go with U.S. Cellular. And if you don't, well, why not? U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New retail installment contracts and shared connect plan required. ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Couple quick scores here. Sheraton leads Sadell 32-12 and Pella pummeling Oski 48-0 in the second. Let's go back live to Ironman Field.
Third down and one here, but Albia knocking on the door. 105 to go. Albia breaks the timeout. A real opportunity to take the lead here after a real slugfest that has been this opening half. 20-20, a minute 5 to go, third down and less than one. Here's the handoff. Isley towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albia! Carter, the Iceman Isley! And the A-Train takes it in for the Albia touchdown. The Relco locomotive goes off the cannon. And another Senate Pierce-Bacher funeral home. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, that is just so important. We keep talking about, we talked about last year and we're going into this year, that getting that score before half, especially when we're starting with the ball the second half. First off, you've taken a little bit of the heart out of the other team. They know we're going to get the ball the second half. Our team's excited. You're going opposite directions. We're going to come out, try to score that first possession, second half. Now all of a sudden the game starts to get away, and we will start to wear that team down in the second half because they got a lot of guys going both ways.
Cody McCarty checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Heck of a game. Listening from Shepherd Air Force Base in Texas. Wow. E-Mob Cody McCarty. 59 seconds to go in this opening half. Albia on the touchdown. Here comes the extra point. It's up. It's high enough. Long enough. Good enough. And the Relco locomotive assures us that it was good enough. 27-20 after a timeout. We'll be right back with the final minute of this first half. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Scalpel.
Yes, doctor. Here you go. This may have been a normal dentist procedure 100 years ago, but now
we're in the 21st century, and boy, has technology changed for the better. And at Heritage Creek Dental in Albia, they put the extra effort into having the latest and most innovative technology around. In fact, they offer specialty services right in your own backyard, and they can handle the most complex procedures. Heritage Creek Dental is under new ownership. Please welcome Dr. Miller and Dr. Hugh Song. Heritage Creek Dental, open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5.
Funeral services for Denny Ryan have been announced. We'll have the details during the halftime break. Let's go back live to Ironman Field.
27-20, Albia, after the touchdown, has taken the lead here. Final 59 seconds of this first half, and Albia has the penalty flag thrown on it. They'll have to re-kick as the ball went out of the end zone.
I think we just had one of our line cross the line of scrimmage of the kick. Let's see what we can do with 47 seconds left in the first half. We still have two timeouts left, so lots of time to try to get something going.
Yeah, 4 receiver set here for the Blue Demons. Luke Sarver rolling back. Here's some pressure. Now has time. Plants throws it down the middle of the field. Ryan Sarver on the completion. On his way inside the 30-yard line. Brought down the 28-yard line. Luke got by the defensive end who crashed in, stepped to the outside, threw it across his body, complete to his brother. The twin connection on the march. Blue Demons staying that 2 receiver set each side of the field. First and 10 for the Blue Demons at the 29-yard line of Pella Christian. Luke Sarver rolling back. Now gets by the couple of defenders. Plants throws it across his body towards the end zone. Oh, nearly intercepted. But Ryan was open across that end zone. Just underthrew it a little bit.
Yeah, and Luke actually had a wide open lane if he wanted to run it, but he's trying to work within the system. It was a pass play. He didn't want to deviate from it, but he had a wide open lane. He could have picked up another 10 yards if he wanted.
Oh, I love the way he got out there on the outside, yeah. Christian. And Luke looked so comfortable making his setup there. running to you know, really to this near side, tough throw for him to make, but I love how he's able to scramble and to get around the backfield.
Yeah, he has good footwork and scrambled out and got to the outside and was able to throw. Just he's kind of thrown off his back foot and across his body, and those are kind of hard passes to make.
Sarver plants, throws it across the middle of the field, and there's got to be a flag. There they come. Oh, coming, yes.
I was going to say, that is obvious from any perspective.
Eddie, I don't know. I could, I think I could have called that one with my blindfold on.
I think the ref heard you yelling from out here, and then the hanky came out.
Yeah, I mean, he was hit just before the ball got there in the back of the shoulders. You could clearly see him bumped. You know, that's a play pass he can catch if he's not bumped and jarred like that. And I can't believe there was an official right by there, even closer, that didn't throw the flag. I'm just amazed that he didn't do that. They call it. So, finally, again, as Cousin Eddie said, you know, with the fans helped get that of Hanky out.
How big of a drive is this, Big T, to make three straight scores after Pella Krishna had taken that 20-14 lead?
This is huge, man. I mean, I tell you what, you go in here and you you score right now with 24 seconds to go, and you get the ball after halftime.
Albie with the football in a 27-20 lead. 24 seconds to go after the 15-yard mark off. Albie will have it first and 10 from Pella Christian's 14-yard line. Don't forget, we'll have your Eagles Club Impact Player of the first half and your Cindy's Beauty Hut Beautiful Play of the first half. Luke Sarver rolls, throws it to the flat, and just underthrown at that time a little bit. Once again, trying to go to Ryan Sarver.
You know, good job, Luke, looking down the middle of the field, seeing if the first receiver was open, but it wasn't. Went to Luke on the out pattern, to Ryan on the out pattern. Just not able to get the ball up, just a little too low. But more importantly, stops the clock, and also it's not an interception. So that's not a bad toss. You know, would have been about a 5-yard pickup. So that's all right. We kill the clock. We're good to go.
Sarver, well, again, it's Luke in the shotgun. Isley, the lone back in the backfield. The ball is loose. Luke's going to pick it up, trying to get to the right side. Picks it up. Plants, throws it towards the end zone. Touchdown! Are you kidding me? Luke, I'm not your father, Sarver. In for the Albia touchdown. How about the concentration and the confidence? The ball is on the ground, folks, in a muddy mess of a football field. Luke takes his time, picks it up with all the heat from the defense on top of him, rolls to the right side and throws it. Dead eye to an open receiver.
Three defenders are right there to swarm on him. He backpedals out of the pressure. I thought he was going to run it because, again, he had a wide open lane, but instead he goes for the kill and gets the touchdown right at the goal line.
And who was the receiver?
Who could that be?
Ryan Sarver, the twin connection, the third touchdown.
Coach, Pella Christian made the trip south here to play some football. And, boy, they came out right in that first half, and that's exactly what they did. Looked like our defense kind of got things figured out there towards the end of the second half, but what did you see in that first half?
Well, as a whale of a first half of football, that's a very fine team we're playing, and they throw the ball very, very well. So far, we have been able to keep their running game bottled up. That's a good thing. If we can keep that going, that's going to be a help. But that Kek Marinski throws the ball really, really well. And then there's a reason why they call special teams special. At the kickoff return we had, something we practice all the time. But the other one we're letting down on is the extra point. That ought to be an automatic thing, and we're struggling in that area. So it's a whole picture. You can't just take a little snapshot here or there and call it a game.
And it seems like, Coach, that this is easily probably out of the three games that we've played, these guys match us pretty well on speed. They're a pretty fast team.
Yes, they are. That's speed and pursuit. And spirit are the strength of that football team. They don't give up. If you block them three counts, they'll still get around and get to where the football is. So very well-coached team, two well-coached teams going at it. Great night of football.
How important is this first drive in this coming out in the second half?
I don't see it any more important as the first drive of the first half. You know, every point counts and every drive counts, and you'd like to take it down and put it in the end zone, but they're fired up, they're rested up, and they want to try and make a stop. So that's why we played the game, to find out who can put their will upon the other.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
That is your Brees Rest Home halftime coach's interview, your local licensed residential care home, Warm Hearts, Caring Hands. And Coach Staten down there at 1-20 here in this halftime break, but your halftime score 33-20. We'll be right back with your People's State Bank opening kickoff of the second half. Don't go anywhere.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia has savings for you. Save on Campbell's chicken noodle or tomato soups, just 89 cents per can. Hungry Jack's specialty potatoes are 99 cents for 6.1 ounce boxes. Betty Crocker's Suddenly Pasta Salads, 6 to 9 ounce boxes, 99 cents. 1 pound quarters of Imperial Margarine, just 99 cents. And warm up your mornings with a breakfast burrito. Jose Ole steak or chicken chimichanga, sausage or bacon are just $5 for $5.
United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate of Albia are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals serving all of your real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate team, or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
...33-20 as we get ready to open the second half of football here from Ironman Field. The text from last night, or from the text of the pitchers from last night, boy, the fireworks shots that we've got here. Fantastic, folks. Can't give credit, because I don't have all the names to these people, but some really amazing shots. Send us a text, 641-799-1437, 641-799-1437. People's State Bank, second half kickoff. Ready, set, go. People's State Bank and their new mobile app. As we open up this second half, 33-20, we'll get your halftime stats here in just a moment. As Pella Christian sets to kick off to the Blue Demons. Here's a little swift kick, a onside kick that rolls and does not go past the 10-yard kick, which is the 50-yard line, rolls about 7 yards. But I like the assertiveness of Pella Christian. I like that aggressive football.
Very good play, because our left side was going back for block protection. They were retreating hard. You know, that's one way Pella Christian wanted to try to come out and get the possession back to try to not let Albie go up by the three scores. So that's a very good play call on their part. And if it had gone 10 yards, they'd have had us. So that'll be a good break for the Blue Demons, and sometimes that's what it takes, just a little extra break or two. Again, 33-20, so we're up by just over two scores there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cousin A, that is a gutsy play. You've seen that they went for it twice on fourth down and short in their own territory, and now a onside kick here. I like the aggressive style of Coach Kakmarinski.
He's very confident in team's ability here, so.
Albie with the football after the onside kick that does not go 10 yards is a spot spotted down at the 49 of Pella Christian. Here's Carter Isley, the Iceman, rumbling and stumbling down the field, runs through three white jerseys. And they get on his back, and he takes them for a little piggyback ride all the way down to the 40-yard line of Pella Christian, a gain of about 8 yards on first down.
That gets Carter Isley at the 100-yard mark there. Had 92 yards in the first half on 17 carries with the two scores. So he's continuing on to try to maybe get another 200-yard gain if he can tonight.
Ryan Sarver, your Eagles Club impact player of the first half. Here's a handoff. Kieran Judge, the judge and the jury. The Punisher inside the 40 has a first down carry all the way to the 36-yard line. Dan, really a great half there for Cardio Isley, 92 yards rushing, but Albie went to the air in that second quarter to really produce the points.
88 yards passing, and all those yards were to Ryan Sarver. He got three touchdowns on it. Excuse me, I didn't make double took myself. He had two touchdowns on the receptions, but then one on the special teams play. So very good job there. Bounced out 200 yards total offense.
Power eye formation. Isley, stutter steps, can find a defender on his feet, 30, 25, 20, find his way downfield. A gain of about 20 yards as Carter Isley, after the Blue Demon offensive line just evaporated that Pella Christian right side of the defensive line, Big T. Albie's blockers just absolutely creating a big old hole there for Carter Isley.
Oh, yeah, that offensive line, man, they are tearing it up out there. shoulder pads, staying low, firing out, and, man, they're driving holes. Two plays ago, I saw Connor McDonough drive a guy probably 15 yards downfield.
Albia's offense on the march here. 33-20 Blue Demons, 10:36 to go here in this third quarter. Sarver throws to the flat, up for grabs, and it's intercepted at the one-yard line. They'll call him down. Luke Sarver tried to go
to Nate Hoffman.
Yeah, I couldn't get the numbers.
Number 80.
Nate Hoffman, he tried to throw to just a little underthrown. A good job on the pass protection or defense there. Just jumped right in front of the last second to get the interception. Pellet Christian will take over now off that interception.
Now, what's really strange about this is that he caught the ball at the one-yard line and then fell back into the end zone. That would not be a touchback.
Yeah, I don't know why exactly they called it. Right. They marked it as a touchback, and they're spotting it at the 20. So they'll get really good field position out of that in relationship to the interception.
It wouldn't be a safety. It wouldn't be a safety, but the ball, because of his momentum, would have been down at the one-yard line.
Right.
But here's Kaczmarinski, the quarterback, throws it across the middle of the field. It's complete, and then brought down right away. A nice little slant pattern to the slot back out to the 30-yard line. Pella Christian now with the football after the INT. Albia was on the march in this opening drive of the third quarter.
Pella Christian first half, only 44 yards rushing, but positive yards, certainly different than last week's contest, but passing 183 yards. So very effective, putting up 227 yards in the first half with 13 points.
Here's the little slot back on the outside, brought down after he crosses the 30-yard line to the 33. Boy, Ed, Cousin Eddie, they really like to spread you out, get you into space, and that's where Speed can really be taken full advantage of.
Yeah, once they get the outside, they're very quick, and they're gaining a lot of yards on us that way.
Albia really doing a good job, Dan, playing tough up the middle, but as Cousin Eddie said, get that outside corner and get to see some of that speed from Pella Christian.
You bet. They've got the ability there, and that's playing to their strength of their offense.
Kaczmarinski rolling to the right side, throws it across his body, up for grabs, nearly maybe it was tipped by, let's see here, is that Bryce Lesion? Looked like maybe he got a cramp out there.
But what a strong rollout. He's so strong, Kaczmarinski is, and he just made that throw on the run, did a nice job. Looks like a little cramp there, trying to stretch his toe there, Bryce Lesion. Teammate, I can't see who's down helping him there. It looks like Blake Bear.
There's the Pella Christian trainer right out there to help him. Albia's trainers will come out. Bryce, when he went up, and oftentimes you'll see that, he went up and that sudden burst caused him to, I believe he's going to have just a little Charlie horse there. It's third down now and eight as the look over there at Bryce Lesion. While they're working on the Albia player, Jay Millick, give us a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Light studio.
All right, guys, back in the Friday Night Lights studio, the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. And, again, we've got Sheraton on top of Seidel, 39-12. T.J. Hockenson with five touchdowns so far. They're just getting ready to start the third quarter in that one. Hey, it's Humwood. Hey, they drive 88 yards on its first drive of the third quarter. They take a 10-3 lead following Isaiah Hutchinson's five-yard touchdown run. It's now a Tumwa 10, Marshalltown 3. Another game has gone final. That's the Iowa City-Regina-Sigourney Kyoto game. Iowa City-Regina, after that stinging loss to Solon in overtime in week one and breaking their 54-game win streak, actually beat Sigourney Kyoto tonight 6-49, or I should say 49-6. Let's go back live to the Absolute broadcast booth.
Bryce Lesion coming off the field. He's just fine, as we suspected. Got a little Charlie horse there. A little cramp.
Matt Baker will check in for him. So very skillful, fast young man out there. The senior will go into that linebacker position. Again, on a heavy pass type formation like they are. Matt Baker's a great choice to come in there. Great to see the teammates are coaching him up, including the sophomore, Tony Lesh, and telling Matt Baker what to be looking for. And so just one teammate helping another out there. Great job out there.
Trips to the right side. Kaczmarinski is going to keep it on a quarterback option. Gets by one defender and then does option it off over the right side, and he'll have the first down.
Matt Baker with the tackle.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Albia did a good job of reading that but Pella Christian stayed very, very patient with that pitch.
Pella Christian, young man down, and he's not moving face down there, so I don't know what happened there right in the middle. Might have just got a little stinger in the neck or something, but their attendant officials, the coaches are out there immediately to attend to him.
But, as I mentioned there, Pella Christian did a great job of staying with the pitch distance. Oftentimes you'll see the pitch man get a little excited, get ahead of the quarterback, but he stayed right with it the whole time.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's what you're told to do, and hopefully you follow through with that. But yeah, I mean, they're a headsy defense.
Well, I'm looking out here at the huddle, Pella Christian went to right to a knee and went to right to prayer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nope, they're and other players might be severely hurt, so they're definitely praying over that. And so, good team.
Yeah, and certainly that's what we all hope for all the young men out here playing for their safety and a good hard-fought battle, but certainly don't like seeing anybody getting hurt or injured or anything.
9:23 to go here in the third quarter, 33-20. We'll take a quick timeout.
Easy
come right back.
Say.
But maybe I had a long night last night because it's really carrying over tonight. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
All right, back in the Friday Night Lights studio, we have an injury timeout, and they're tending to the injured player. So while they do that, let's get a look at your GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board, and let's take a look at what the crew here at the Friday Night Lights studio has for us. Again, Albia in the third quarter now leads Pella Christian 33-20. Sarver with a interception on the one-yard line, and right now Pella Christian has the ball. But again, we are in a injury timeout. Sheraton at halftime still leads Sadell 39-12, getting ready to start the third quarter there. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont now into the fourth quarter looking for Coach Russ Bear's very first win as a Rocket. They lead 30-12 over Wes Marshall again in the fourth quarter. Wayne on top of Moravia 46-26. And it looks like Dowling is now at halftime on Waukee, leading 45-7. Iowa City Regina in a final over Sigourney Kyoto 49-6. And it was Belle Plaine 36, North Mahaska 16. It, late in that one, that one's in the fourth quarter late. Davis County at halftime trails CMB of Baxter 21-6. And it's Pella all over Oskaloosa 54-6. Centerville trails PCM at last report 28-13. And in a final, Melcher Dallas takes care of Twin Cedars 54-12. Ottumwa leads Marshalltown 10-9. Marshalltown scores on Ottumwa but misses the extra point and the two-point conversion they were going for. They attempted the two-point conversion. They miss it. It's now Ottumwa 10, Marshalltown 9 in a defensive battle in Ottumwa. That's in the third quarter. Couple more scores here for you. Another final. Pekin has beaten Danville 56-0. And it's a Lone Tree getting whipped up on by Van Buren 47-0. Pleasantville taking care of Martinsdale St. Mary's 34-0. And Fairfield 14, Knoxville nothing at last report. West Branch 14, West Burlington 0. And English Valley's on top of Tri-County 25-0. That's the scores from around the area that we have right now. Don't forget to tweet us your stadium pictures or any pictures from where you're watching football tonight. at KIICFM. Our Twitter handle again is at KIICFM. You might see them up on the screen at 10 o'clock as we go live on Fox 15 KYOU. You can see inside our studios as we go live for the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance and the Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company scoreboard. Again, that comes your way at 10 o'clock and runs till 11 o'clock live from this studio on Fox 15 and right here on 96.7 FM KIIC.
Weird.
Just going to check real quick back with the with the field and see if we're back to action yet, gentlemen.
Albie just got an INT, and they got a big old quarterback sack, and then an INT, and Albie with the football after that River Life Family Worship turnover. And now Carter Isley on a carry, a short gain of about one. But what a big INT there for the Blue Demons.
Oh, just a great job. The Blue Demons, after that injury timeout, the player was able to walk off the field on his own accord after tending to him. They wanted to make sure he wasn't seriously injured. So that's the good news there. But even great news for the Blue Demons is the interception. It gives them great field position to try to get another score here.
Oh, here's Carter Isley. Straight ahead, power football inside the 40-yard line down to the 39. And move the chains. Bring a third down and five here. 7:55 to go here. After the injury timeout, Albia got a quarterback sack and then an INT by Brett Freshwater. And Albia now with the football. 7:43 to go here in this third quarter. 33-20 Blue Demons. Power eye formation. Here's a handoff. Isley looking for some running room. Splits the defenders. Jumps over. Hurdles the defender. And hurdles the 35-yard line down to the 30. Moves the football all the way to the 28. And moves the chains on a first Iowa State Bank first down.
What I really like there to start with, he's going just off guard up the middle to the right side. He puts his hand out on the lineman to see which way the pressure's going. Feels that. And from that pressure that he can tell which way they're shifting, he goes to the outside. And then, like you said, about 5 yards down, he hurdles a player to pick up another 5 yards. Great play.
Albie on the march here. Here's Isley going over the left side, fighting forward. The Pella Christian defense making a stop there, but I'll tell you what, Big T, that was some kind of a leap there by Carter the Iceman Isley the play before.
Yeah, that was cool, man. I don't know. You see Chris Berman on ESPN, that's one of those plays that you go, whoop!
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what the defensive back did.
Whoop!
33-20 Albia, 6:50 to go here in the third quarter.
Second and 13 from the Pella Christian 31.
Blue Demons on the march. One receiver out here to the near side. Albia goes back to the I formation. Big handoff. Sarver rolls, throws it to the flat. Baker, the touchdown maker, on his way inside the 25-yard line. Nearly got that corner turned, Big C. And then we would have seen those jets ignite, and that would have been a lot of green pasture ahead of Matt Baker.
Oh, yeah, he caught that ball. Yeah, he caught that ball on the run, and, I mean, that guy just missed a tackle there. He was gone for six. The field was wide open, nice and green for him.
6:11 to go here in the third quarter. 33-20 Blue Demons. Sarver under center, rolls back, throws it to the flat, and once again to Baker. Baker complete inside the 20-yard line, down close to the 17-yard line. And Cousin Eddie, he's got a little mojo going there, Luke Sarver at the quarterback position.
And he's getting time to throw. The line's doing a really nice job of giving him protection. He's getting comfortable, and he's making good passes.
You know, that pass before to Matt Baker, what I really like, he was looking deep initially but felt the pressure coming, and so he checked immediately down to the short route, which was Matt Baker. Just nice job out of Luke recognizing what the defense gives you. Take advantage of it.
Here's the handoff. Kieran Judge over the left side and got a nice little blocking wall there. Takes it all the way down to the 15-yard line. Just gets inside that 15 all the way down to the 13. A nice 5-yard gain on first down for the Blue Demons.
Good hard run, and what I really like out of him when he's doing on those off-tackle plays, he's covering up the ball with two hands. He's had a couple problems with some fumbles, and it's really upset him. And he and Huber, I know, have been working on just saying, you know, cover with two hands, get your 5-6 yards. That's a great play.
Albie with the football, knocking on the door here. Here's the counterplay, running with the KJ towards the goal line. He's going to be stopped just short of the goal line. A little counterplay. They ran the off-tackle play, then brought it back to the fullback over that right side, and that offensive line, Christian, did a good job of blocking in front.
Oh, yeah. That was such a great hold by the offensive line. They broke that up right in the middle, and no one even knew who had the ball there. KJ just rolls on to the one.
And KJ does a great job running right up the middle. So strong.
Albia knocking on the door. Here's a handoff. KJ in towards the goal line.
Wow.
Kieran, the judge and jury. Touchdown, Albia.
6 yards into the end zone before anybody decided to blow a whistle.
And they waited about three seconds and they call the touchdown. Yeah. You hear the Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home touchdown. The Relco locomotive and the cannon go off. And Albia has stretched the lead out to 19 with the extra point to come.
That's just a great job, and you knew that's what was going to happen. We got it so close to the goal line, just go right up the middle and just let that line lead the way for KJ. Just a good score.
See if Albion may go for two here. A 39-20 lead here.
They indeed are.
Sarver, power eye formation. Hands it off. Yes, in for the touchdown. Carter, the Iceman Isley, in for the two-point conversion. And Albia will take a 3-touchdown lead with 5:09 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Let's go back live to Ironman Field.
Jeff Morris and Brody Baker from Ajinomoto working hard, listening to the game. Go Big Blue. I don't know if you're able to text me in the middle of work. I don't know how hard that is, Jeff Morris and Brody Baker.
You make sure they get covered right, and you make sure you're there when they need you. That's the way it's done around here. Grinnell Mutual, a policy of working together. To find a Grinnell Mutual agent near you, go to GrinnellMutual.com.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Logan Cadell still listening in over in Sheraton. My good buddy Scotty's boy. He's got a nephew that's going to be playing on Ironman Field here shortly in the eighth grade.
Flag
Jake
strong.
Cadell. He goes about 6'4" in the eighth grade.
Yeah, big boy. He's a great kid. You know him. You've got him in the football team. I've worked with him as they've come up in the youth programs, and just a great attitude, great work ethic. He wants to do everything he can to help his team to win and play at the highest level.
You called it a penalty on the play, Dan, a procedural penalty.
It was kind of weird. The officials blew the whistle to start. You know, they allowed the play to go. And they just kind of got a little out of sync.
Jason, look over here. I'm in the train.
Oh, my gosh. Oh! Here is a
quarterback
sack. Kakmariski rolled back. And Albia brought a little pressure. And Kakmariski will get back to the line of scrimmage and fall forward for about a half-yard gain.
A little bit of a limp coming out of the tackle there for Kakmariski. He's a tough player. He'll be good to go. But kind of a little bit of a limp coming up out of that play.
You guys are down there near the train. Where did that noise come from?
Jason, look over here. I'm in the train.
Afraid to open it up, though, and see what's in there.
So we check on Johnny.
Hey, what's this button do?
Flying train break.
No, Johnny. Leave it alone. Here's a tip pass, nearly intercepted. Johnny, leave the train alone. Albie's trying to make a big play. Here's Bryce Leshen.
Tony Leshen.
Tony. Is that Tony?
Yeah, six. Brought his left hand in at the last second, flicked that ball out of there, so broke that play up. So really good coverage out of Tony with 4:20 in the third quarter. Again, Blue Demons up by 3 touchdowns, 41 to 20, excuse me.
Been listening to the game, such a good game, that we're driving in from La Villa to watch the rest of it from the stands.
There you go.
Christian and Jane checking in. Third down now, 14. Kakmariski, the quarterback in the shotgun, rolls back. Plants, throws it across his body and into tight coverage somehow.
Wow.
What a threading of the needle there for Pella Christian, right through two defenders of Albia.
Lawless and Bear, the Blakes. And Brett Freshwater was there as well.
I'm not sure who came up with that completion. Those white jerseys are now becoming black jerseys for Pella Christian. But that is enough for a first down out to the 31-yard line of Pella Christian. They'll send a man to motion. Kakmariski hands it off, trying to get the right corner, and nothing. No doing. Great job of reading the play that time, stretching out by the Blue Demon defense. And T. Albia's defense has really been challenged tonight, maybe the first time all season where we've really faced the kind of challenge that we're getting tonight.
That's true, but you know they've really dug in here in the second half, and they're not moving the ball on us quite as much as they did in the first.
I think that's where the strength of this team is wearing down the speed of theirs.
Trips out here to the near side of the field, one to the far side. Kakmarinski rolls back, plants, going throws deep. A down deep, and landed.
Great coverage,
man. I'll tell you what, see, Landon Herms does not play like a sophomore.
No, he's playing like a senior right now, and honestly, that was not his guy. He saw that the coverage was beat, and he hustled his legs over there.
You went a little lower than where you were aiming.
He hustled over there, and he made a great stop.
Cousin Hedy, I think he was headed where the RV needs to be dumped.
We need that delayed back here.
Third down and 12 here. Pella Christian, Kakmarinski, quarterback, throws it across his body and incomplete. Boy, I'll tell you what, Kakmarinski, did you see him? He was looking out here to the flat and then turned his head instantly to that corner route there, that post route. He looked at the receiver off here to left side, Dan, and did not turn his head to look to the middle of the field. He threw that ball knowing where the receiver was going. Right. That was impressive.
Yeah, no, for just a sophomore, he's just his first year starting at varsity level, very mature. And, again, shouldn't be that surprising with his dad being the coach. Has a lot of time to really learn and understand the game at a high level.
Fourth down and long here. Pella Christian set the punt.
Mike Bears hustle back. Thought they might
off
fake
the
it.
Side of his foot. Now it takes an Albia roll, and Albia will take over on offense at the 48-yard line of Albia.
Well, Blue Demons will take it over on their own 47-yard line.
Dan, we've put some points up on the board here. 41-20, your score. Albia out in front, 3:13 to go in the third quarter. But that's a lot of points in a Blue Demon contest.
You know, we this game's just been going so exciting and back and forth. You know, our good friend Tom Chamberlain, Wash and Go, Albion Centerville locations, once again getting touchdown Tuesdays discounts here for us. That we are already with the 41 points gets us at $3 off on Tuesday.
Wow.
$3 off on Tuesday. We'll give you that code here in just a little bit. Again, all day Tuesday, you'll be able, if you punch the code, you can get $3 off any car wash at the Albia or Centerville locations of Wash and Go.
Can I bring the RV there, get it washed?
If you can. Don't bring it through the automatic.
Make sure you emptied it before you get it in there. Don't be dumping it, you know, don't be.
Oh,
here's a hard snap by Luke Sarver.
Good job.
And offsides on Pella Christian.
Nice. And our offensive line's still not getting up. The whistle blow, they're not moving. They stood, so that's good discipline right there. They waited until the ref came and grabbed the ball out of the center's hand. Nobody moved.
You, Christian, you being an offensive lineman here, you know how disciplined they are forced to be. They're not allowed to move until they hear the word go.
Yeah, that's right. And they went on a hard count there, and I'll let you finish this.
Here's Carter Isley trying to get to the right side. Again, hurdles a defender.
Coach Ratliff is up here, and he's watching this. He's got himself a new high hurdler for next year's track season.
Yeah, Cousin A, that's not a step over. That is a legitimate hurdle over.
That is a leap.
The Blue Demons with the first down on the march here. 3:06 to go in the third quarter. 41-20 Albia. Pella Christian really had the lead for the better half of a quarter and a half. And then Albia has rattled off 28 straight points. Sarver rolls it, throws it in the flat, and nearly intercepted. And well read that time by Pella Christian, the defense. Ryan Sarver, the intended receiver. A good pattern there by Ryan Big T, but Pella Christian really played that well.
Yeah, that D-back, he just kind of jumped that route a little bit right there at the end and almost had the INT, but Ryan got his hand in there and broke that up.
So the Blue Demons again will be second and 10 now from the Pella Christian 41.
Elza Goodlow, who just left the station. He's part of the Friday Night Lights crew. He says he's on his way over here to catch the game. Here is Carter Isley running downfield, running over people inside the 35, down close to the 30-yard line, and close to another first Iowa State Bank first down.
Looks like it's going to be just about a yard short there.
Like
another player down.
That does not look – that looks – uncomfortable, I'll say that. The poor kid's leg is an uncomfortable position. He's hurting pretty good.
Yeah, it looks like he's grabbing his calf. Looks like maybe cramping up a little.
Yep. 2:37 to go here in this third quarter. 41-20 Albion with the lead. We will take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Your score here. We haven't went to the Southern Iowa Technology text line for a little while. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Send us pictures from last night. Guys, what a great time last night was. That pep rally was awesome to see the people there, to see the band, the cheerleaders. What a great ending to a great night.
Yeah, you know, there's been lots of accolades and kudos given to people that have helped plan it, but really the biggest applause and the biggest kudo goes to all the people that came up to him. And not just folks from Albia. There were lots of folks that I knew from Indianola, Des Moines area, came down. Folks who have, you know, kids and that former Albians, but down in Missouri were up here. I mean, just people came up, really wanted to see it and be a part of it. And that's really, it's a testament to this community. And certainly the sponsors and everything stepped up big time for it. We had great vendors up there. Albia Brewing was hospitality room for RVTV. You know, they gave a meal for the crew there. They gave a great reception for everybody there. We got the Eagles, and we got Hy-Vee doing food, and Smitty's sandwich shop down there. Just everyone provided a great atmosphere.
Well, it was the total ambience.
Yep.
The smell, the sights, the sounds.
All the smells were good.
Oh, they were. My gosh.
I tell you, we talk about the Eagles Club, their great donation, but, you know, they served up some great pulled pork sandwiches, and Hy-Vee was serving up ribeyes and good hamburgers and sandwiches and stuff. It was just good stuff all around. And, again, all the coordinators that helped put it together, you know, you can't – I'm not going to name names because I'll forget one, and
way
so I don't want to do that.
It's too just, many.
That's how many there are.
And way too many who did not have their name on any list.
Yeah.
And how about the fact that that place was cleaned
That's
up in
just
no
what
time?
I was gonna say.
Third down short here after the quick timeout. Here's Kieran Judge on his way inside the 25-yard line. The judge and the jury putting out his punishment, and he carries the football all the way down to the 22-yard line, Dan. I love that quick play to Kieran Judge.
And like I say, right north and south, that's to his strength. Just give him a little bit of hole, either off the guard or the center there, and he just goes through, and the safety helped come and make a play, an outside backer, and he just runs right through them, takes another 3 yards after the contact, which was already 7 yards downfield.
The Co Garage is wanting to know if they can get some of the cookies that my wife, my cousin Debbie, and my beautiful princess back home, Kinnick, making cookies, chocolate chip cookies, and they wanted to know if they could trade. They had some cake. Maybe they trade some cake for some cookies, trying to bribe us for some cookies tonight. And cousin Eddie, they're not going to anybody.
No way, Jose.
They could bring them to the press box.
That would be okay. Second down and five here. Here's a handoff, running with it and ranking forward, Kieran Judge. Wow, Kieran is having a big second half here, really running confidently with the football, Christian. Kieran, one of those offensive linemen converted to fullback, but he is running so confidently down there with the football.
Yeah, and if you see when a guy approaches him, he just lowers his shoulder, runs him over, and then keeps his big old legs just keep on driving. Just, you know, a truck out there.
You know, we mentioned RVTV last night. Don't forget, folks, after the game tonight, post-game, join us uptown, and we'll be at Albia Brewing Company for a post-game show. Be live on KYOU along with the radio station.
Here's Carter, the Iceman Isley, on the carry. Albia has a first down and goal to go on the 4-yard carry. It's going to bring up second down, goal to go from the 6-yard line. 1 minute to go here in this third quarter. Albia got down 20-13, and then has rattled off 21 straight points.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, 28 straight points.
And looking to get another one right here.
Here comes the handoff. Isley, no, check that. Kieran Judge once again towards the goal line.
Hey!
Touchdown, Kieran Judge. Kieran, the judge and jury, in for the Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Sent at Piercemacher Funeral Home, and Albia has now scored 34 straight points on this Pella Christian defense.
You know, and again, it's really a strength to this team, being able to two-platoon, keep the guys in there. We heard Connor McDonough talking about the strength training in the offseason, how that really helps them stay strong throughout the game. We heard the guys last week talking about it and during the week about how Coach Folkerts and all the work he puts them through really gets them in great shape. And it's just, this is something we should expect to see going forward for quite some time. These guys just kind of wear a team down and really get things going late in the second quarter and certainly roll into the second half.
The extra point to come. Abby struggled a little bit here getting
Changing
the extra points up.
Here. Brendan Bassett's going to try this one.
Bassett with Lake Bear holding. Here comes a snap. The kick is up, and it is long enough, high enough, and the Relco locomotive confirms it's good enough. With 44 seconds left in this third quarter, Albion takes a four-touchdown lead. 48-20. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual.
Field. Underthrown, nearly intercepted. Tony Leshen on coverage. Ran the football, but lost his footing and nearly got the INT in spite of it.
I said, on a dry night, that young man was going to catch that, and he had a good return set up for it after the catch.
He was catching it, yeah. Making an INT into a TD.
Lots of letters.
Fourth down and six here. Pella Christian likely to punt. 11:54, just underway here in the fourth quarter. I'll tell you what, you go back to big plays, guys. How about, Cousin A, how about that fake punt that Albie stopped?
Yeah, that was big. It really changed the momentum around, and it was like by a half a yard that they stopped it, too. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
That was special teams play. You can air special teams play out of Ryan Sarver, and he had two really big special teams play, an open field tackle, and then that 91-yard kickoff return.
Yeah, just a great job. And then follows that up, coming in a couple offensive plays, four catches, 88 yards, two touchdowns receiving, three touchdowns in the first half.
I'll tell you what, we haven't even talked about this yet, all the things we had to cover tonight. What a busy week. What a great week. Thank you, Albia.
Yes.
Thank you for coming and putting our best foot forward. And you showed up last night to RVTV. What a great night. Here's a quick handoff. Karen Judge, the judge, the jury, and he just pushes people downfield. Wowzers.
Nice job. Hey, do want to we got enough points here that, again, I want to go back to the Wash and Go. Touchdown Tuesdays, Wash and Go, Albia and Centerville locations only. This Tuesday, you get $3 off any car wash. Enter the code, automatic car wash, enter the code 9679.
And I just got this in from Tom. He said, Carol just dumped 20 50-pound bags of salt into the water softener for Tuesday. Well, that's the only thing they want dumped. Cousin Eddie, leave the RV at home.
That's a subtle hint. That's all they're dumping in there.
They want a water softener, not stool softener.
Yeah, but it's full.
Third down and one here. And Abby's going to put some of its, not backups, but yes, they would be backups. You don't want to use a reserve. You want to use that lightly because lots of talent here. Here's Blake Lawless.
We saw him rush for 50 yards last week in the fourth quarter. Blake Bear has actually gone to quarterback now. And again, you don't want to say backups because Blake Bear is a very capable quarterback. Luke Sarver, the senior, though, just happens to have the starting nod. Blake Lawless is coming in doing a nice job at tailback, and so he'll get some extra runs as well tonight. Got 10, the first down.
10:33 to go. Hello, everyone at Eagles Club. I know you're enjoying tonight's Blue Demon lead here. Won't go victory yet. A lot of ball game left here. But here's a handoff. Blake Lawless trying to get to the corner. Fights his way forward, but met by a wall of white jerseys. That'll be no gain on the play.
To remind you that not only the Eagles Club got it going on tonight, also I'll be brewing again. We'll be upstairs in the studio, 10 to 11, doing the post-game locker room show with KYOU Fox 15 and going to the midnight hour on the radio station.
We'll take our wireless mics and head down to meet all of you at the brewery.
Yep, so come on up. We can hopefully get some players there. We'll get some player interviews, and we'll have a great time to enjoy this Albia Blue Demon victory.
Second down long here. A little counter play, running with the football and met in the backfield, and this one will go for naught. Another good stop there by Pella Christian. Third down short. Kak Marinsky. I think I've heard that name a time or two tonight, Big T.
Guys everywhere, man. I mean, he's just a phenomenal athlete, you know, both sides of the ball.
You know, Ed, Cousin Eddie, Dan up here all night long talking about the depth of this program, but can you imagine what that Kak Marinsky kid would be like if he had a few more breaks, you know?
Well, the thing that they look forward to, he's only a sophomore. He's got a lot of growing, a lot of maturing to do, and he is a great ball player. He'll even be better.
Oh, here's a quick handoff. Blake Lawless snuck through that line of scrimmage and then kept those legs churning. You know, Dan, Him and Bryce Lesham, pound for pound on this football team, pound to pound on any football field, are going to be two of the toughest guys out there, and he just showed off his toughness right there.
And let's give a shout-out to the line here. Again, we got the guys, the reserves coming in there. Kay Szczesinski, I'm going to get his ones I can see. Kay Szczesinski, Trevor Blackford, Kyle Whistler in there. Just
fourth
lead the
down
way
one. Lawless has the first down all the way inside the 40-yard line down to the 36, and that was that offensive line you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Jacob West, I'm going to keep him on there. You know, we got the whole different offensive line, and we're not giving up anything. We're still going against a stout, solid, quick defense for Pella Christian, and the guys who don't normally get a whole lot of minutes on the offensive line are just going out there and doing a great job.
Luke Sarver bringing the play in. Out to Blake Bear.
Yeah, I think that was a signal. Blake hasn't had as many reps, so he's not sure on the signal. So Luke kind of came out to tell him what the play call was. Great teamwork there.
Blake Lawless under center. Fakes the handoff, counter play. Running with it again, Blake. I think I said Blake Lawless the first line. Blake Bear to Blake Lawless.
Yeah, it's hard to say
Blake
that.
Squared.
B squared.
You know, guys, talking about all the things going on this week, the thing that we've forgotten to talk much about is that somewhere around 12 hours from now, or about 16 hours from now, we're going to have another football game. And I want to get a little insight from you great football minds of what that game is going to look like. Does anyone know what game I might be talking about?
I do. The Iowa State victory you're talking about, which will occur here tomorrow afternoon.
Blake Lawless again on the carry. 7.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Albie with a 48-20 lead.
Yeah, big, big game. It's always fun. A rivalry week at the college level in Iowa State. That's always a great contest. Lots of bragging and smack talk going back and forth, which is always fun to have.
Smack talk? I would never resort to that.
Nobody's ever seen us do that.
Never. Third down long here. Here's the handoff. Blake Lawless, vice of the Lions scrimmage, gets upfield, has a first down. How about that, Cousin Eddie? How about the wheels there at Blake Lawless, and he was not to be denied.
Well, he kept the legs a chopping and broke through a couple tackles, and nice run.
You know, and he's a little just elusive and slithers right through there. Start on the left side and just slid right underneath the defense to the right side and saw a gap and went right to it, went right to the opening. So an outstanding job on him to get another first down. Keeps the clock moving. You know, they're just keeping it on the ground, pound it away, see what we can do, but keep the clock going.
48-20 Albie with the football. The ball at the 21-yard line. Pella Christian, the Blue Demons on the march here. Blake Lawless has been carrying the rock downfield. Here's a pitch. Lawless trying to get to the left side. Center step slips in that muddle out there at the 35-yard line. Could you see that wall of blockers being set up, Christian? They were all pulling there. That backside guard came out there, and Albie was setting up a nice big wall for Blake Lawless.
Oh, yeah, there's about five Blue football players just crushing, making a big old hole for Blake. Unfortunately, he just lost his footing, and knee went down, and they had to calm down. So,
going to go with the third quarterback there for the night, given Tony Lesham. We called his name a lot on the defensive side. Sophomore quarterback. He's been quarterback, does a good job, so he's going to get some snaps in there. He's kind of working different guys in there, so that's a nice job out of Coach Staten.
Really like to see Albie work on his depth. You never know what point we're going to need that. Here is Tony Leshen. Hands it off to Lawless. Lawless caught in the backfield, and he'll fall forward. Gets back to the 21-yard line. Albie found a little tough sledding right here at the 22-yard line.
Again, folks, if you're looking for something to do afterwards, come on up to Albie Brewing Company. We'll be upstairs in the studio doing the post-game locker room show.
They'll have it on TV down at the brewery. Fox 15 will bring you your Summers Insurance locker room show. Simulcast on KIIC and Fox 15.
We'll hope to get down there maybe with some wireless mics, kind of interview the crowd, see what's going on, have a little fun with that.
Absolutely. What a crowd there was at the brewery last night. Tony Leshen. Fakes the handoff, bootleg over the right side, trying to get to the corner and cannot get the corner turned. And that'll bring it fourth down here, 5:04 to go.
What I really like out of the sophomore quarterback there is the fact that he probably could have, you know, kept running, tried to see if he could get to the corner, but the risk would have been he would have went out of bounds. And so he just immediately tried to cut it upfield, let him be tackled, but that keeps the clock going. And obviously, it's not the goal is not to score at this point. We're just trying to run clock.
Kevin McCarty and Tony Bones Durian are listening in the garage. Go Big Blue. Loving it. We want to hear from you. I want to hear your predictions for tomorrow. Here's Blake Lawless on fourth down, trying to get to the corner. He will be brought down right at the 20-yard line where Albie will turn the ball over on downs.